Dan Blyda takes the stage dressed as Elvis. He's wearing a wig and a stretch velvet shirt, which is backless.
There's costumes, obviously.
Some more bizarre than others.
It's a full house at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod, and there are special effects.
We've got a light rig, we have lasers.
And bubble machines. And we blew 2 fuses tonight already.
The music starts and it's thundering.
It's loud. It's very loud.
Flat out, hardcore polka. Meet Polka Dan and the Beatbox Band. That's Beat with 2 E's.
I'm Robin Smith Johnson. I play the keyboard.
My name's Greg Johnson. I play bass in the band.
Clayton March. I play mostly clarinet.
David Silver. I play the drums.
Hi, I'm Dan Blyda, also known as Polka Dan. I guess I would be called the leader of the band.
Polka Dan and the Beatbox Band play neighborhood bars and parties around Cape Cod, usually to small but exuberant audiences. The band isn't a full-time gig, everyone has day jobs, yet they've released 2 CDs in the 4 years they've been together. They've even done techno and dubstep polka remixes, and while their rock and roll vibe is all in good fun, ultimately they consider themselves traditionalists, preservationists, and as Dan Blyda and Clayton March say, they're fighting to keep polka alive.
It's a lost music that generations have just discarded.
If I say, I'm going out to play polka, almost always people think I'm going to play cards.
The band wants people to understand polka, understand that their music is folk music. It's heritage music, with strong roots in tradition and craft. Take this original song, Sophia, from their 2nd CD. This is bassist Greg Johnson.
I think the writing of Eastern European music is very sophisticated and subtle, maybe ancient in a way.
Polka Dan descends from a line of Eastern European musicians that goes back generations. His beet farming ancestors established the Pudelko family ensemble in southern Poland. They're a great example of the distinctive polka sound of the region.
Well, in the region around Rzeszów, that's like the major southern city in Poland, they use a series of clarinets and violins, string bass, but their key rhythm instrument is the hammer dulcimer, or cymbalum. So it's really a nice sound.
You can hear that in this song, played by the Pudelko family ensemble.
It's different. It's very different. We don't sound anything like it.
Rasma! Rasma!
And this is Polka Dan and the Beatbox Band's modern interpretation. The Pudelko family music is often at the heart of the beatbox sound, and this weaving of modern with traditional is gaining ground with a surprisingly diverse audience.
The current sound is something that really speaks to so many different types of people. We will get the little old ladies from Poland who will come out to the show dressed in traditional Polish costumes, and we have teenage boys who just basically headbangers, long hair, and just rocking their heads back and forth, and little kids love this band.
This whole scene comes alive on the dance floor at the Cultural Center. Whirling couples with bouncy, syncopated footwork, some dancers clearly have their polka steps dialed. What others lack in technique, they make up for in spirit. Tonight, there's even a cat that makes his appearance on the dance floor. You can't make this stuff up. And at the end of the day, this might be the thing the band loves the most. Gathering people together in community and barely controlled celebration.
And that's what it's all about. It's happy music, it's fun music, and we have a good time doing it.
From the dance floor at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, I'm Jennifer Jarrett for WCAI.
Na zdrowie.